This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
The UK general election took place on the 4th of July this year, and today we are hearing from blind and partially sighted people about their experience of casting a vote. And joining us now to talk about his experience is Angus Huntley from England. Angus, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello.
Angus, before we go into your experience of voting, how did you feel the materials available when it comes to party manifestos and all that information? Were they accessible before you went to vote?
Not really, no. I had lots of leaflets through the door. But as someone who is totally blind, that's of little use to me. I'd also say I didn't see much evidence of any party workers out and about campaigning, apart from yesterday, strangely enough, in the area where I live. So it's more difficult as a visually impaired person to make up your mind. I'm sure the manifestos were available on the party websites, and I guess that's my mistake for not looking, but I'm not sure how accessible they would have been.
And now for the actual vote, did you vote in person?
Yes.
And how was that experience like for you?
It wasn't ideal, but at least I was able to vote. So firstly, I took a friend with me to help me. That's not exactly what I would want, but it's the best solution given the fact that I have to use the ballot template, which isn't brilliantly easy to use. So the first thing I noticed at my polling station was that the ballot template had more numbers on it than there were candidates. Secondly, if you're totally blind, you'd have no way of lining that up on the ballot paper and knowing that where you were going to put your cross corresponded with the number corresponded with the appropriate candidate if you'd misaligned the ballot template. So that's why I needed assistance. And I don't know, it's just a bit disappointing that, you know, we all have the right to cast our vote or exercise our democratic right in secret. And as someone who is totally blind, you can't really under the current system. So that, to my mind, is a big problem.
How did you feel the staff at the polling station? Did you ask for any support? Was that offered?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in fairness to the staff, they couldn't have been more helpful. Yes, they knew who I was. They were happy with my photo ID. And they would have provided help if I'd asked for it. So I did make a point of asking a question: what would have happened if I hadn't brought a friend along with me to help? You know, because I thought that people in the polling station wouldn't be able to help you because they're election officials in effect. And I was told, no, that wasn't the case. They could have helped and would have. And they seemed a bit clued up. They knew about the accessible ballot template. They knew, you know, it wasn't a surprise to them. So in that sense, it's good. But if the tools that they are given to help people with sight problems vote aren't the correct ones or aren't good enough, then, you know, that's not wonderful, really. But no, I can't fault the helpfulness of the staff.
Well, from your own experience, Angus, what changes would you like to see be made in the future to make voting accessible?
I'd like to see a much more user-friendly system. I did last year take part in some accessible voting trials run by RNIB, and the two new systems which I looked at, I think there were four in total, they were a big improvement on what we have now. One especially, which would have allowed me from beginning to end to cast my vote independently and in secret, which after all is everybody's democratic right. So I would like to think that the new government take this issue more seriously and that the Electoral Commission take on board the results of the trials, and that by the time we get to the next general election, we've just got over this one, but in, you know, maybe in another 5 years' time, that we have something in place that enables us as visually impaired people to cast our votes more effectively, not rely on others, and not feel, I don't know, humiliated or whatever when you go to the polling station and ask for help, just to be met with blank looks and or complete bemusement by the staff who are there, because that has and does happen to some people with sight loss. Fortunately, in my case, that wasn't the case.
Well, Angus, you mentioned that there was a system that RNIB introduced you to for making voting a bit more accessible. What was it?
I think it was known as the McGonagall reader. I liked it. So it was essentially an evolution of the what we have now with the accessible ballot template. So you were still signing, you know, making your mark on a ballot sheet. You had a template with a list of push buttons beside it, and an electronic device that attached to this to this template, with a pair of headphones plugged in, and you could listen to who all the candidates were and what the number corresponding to each of them was, and the ballot paper went underneath this and was clamped in place, and then you lifted a flap corresponding to the number of the candidate you wanted. When you lifted the flap, that lined you up in the correct place on the ballot paper for you to then make your mark, or, you know, make your cross. And it was just so much easier. You can absolutely do that independently.
Well, Angus, thank you so much for speaking with us today on RNIB Connect Radio and sharing your experience.
Not a problem. Have a good day.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.